Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Phantom pay cuts, climb down on Super Junior Minister pay rise, accusations of largesse in appointing special ministerial advisers. The Taoiseach came under fire in the Dáil earlier over a string of decisions relating to pay and entitlements for cabinet ministers, with the opposition claiming the government was out of touch with reality. There is also growing dissent within Fianna Fáil over Micheál Martin's handling of the ministerial pay issue. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more. Politicians and their pay, often a lightning rod for public anger. What's been happening today?
Yeah, and last night the Taoiseach made what I'm sure he thought would be a good news announcement. Micheál Martin confirmed Cabinet had agreed to cut his ministers, junior ministers and the three super junior ministers' pay by 10%. And he insisted this had been in the offing for several weeks and nothing to do with the backlash over the Dáil's vote to increase the pay of a super junior minister. Lo and behold, the front page of this morning. Morning's Irish Independent, the phantom pay cut that leaves ministers better off. Ministers in the last government, you see, hadn't taken any of their public pay restoration. So even with this 10% pay cut announced yesterday, the government ministers are actually better off than they were a few weeks ago. Micheál Martin paid 1,500 more than Leo Varadkar, 186,831. Simon Harris now earning more as Minister for Higher Education than he did as Minister for Health, 158,129. Predictably, the criticism has come in fast, but the government confirming this afternoon it won't be accepting a further 2% pay rise due in October, whilst Eamon Ryan has also defended the decision, saying it will make a saving of €600,000 to the Exchequer.
So perhaps when a pay cut actually turned into a pay rise, they felt that another climb down was necessary. So we had one at lunchtime on the Super Junior Minister pay rise.
Yeah, last week the Dáil voted to ensure all three junior ministers, Jack Chambers, Pippa Hackett, Hildegard Nocta, would receive a €16,000 allowance on top of their already six-figure salary. Previously, just two super juniors were entitled to the €16,000. It would have brought Chambers and Nocta's pay to €152,181. But there has been a backlash in subsequent days since Friday. The government confirmed just around 2 o'clock that the three super juniors who sit at Cabinet would waive the third €16,000 voted through last Friday and would instead share €32,000 between the three of them. So they're still getting an €11,000 pay rise. And this hasn't gone down well, predictably, in the Dáil this afternoon. Here's Rise TD Paul Murphy.
It's quite incredible that they've managed to bungle this another thing that they're proving to be utterly incompetent at. So they obviously felt the pressure because of the correct outrage over the extra €16,000 for the junior ministers. They responded to that pressure by saying, OK, we'll have a 10% pay cut. And apparently they were discussing it all along. But it turns out what is advertised as a 10% pay cut is actually a 1% pay rise for the Taoiseach, the senior ministers and the junior ministers, compared to the previous Taoiseach. I made the point in the Dáil that, you know, if the government was a shop and it advertised a 10% sale, but it turned out that the prices were slightly higher than they were a month ago, well, then they'd be in breach of the consumer protection legislation. So it's not a pay cut at all. And then I also think that, I'm not sure if it was intended, but certainly it was reported as the junior ministers are giving back the €16,000. But actually, if they're giving back one of the three €16,000 and they're dividing up the other two between them, you know, in total, each of them is getting a pay rise of, what, about €11,000 each. And all of that at a time when they're cutting the pandemic unemployment payment, the very clear different rules for them than ordinary people is just so crystal clear to people.
You'd also have questions with regards to the sequencing of events and whether this, they're calling it a pay cut, you may call it different, whether this was planned all along after all.
I find it incredible that they would have been dealing with a political crisis over the weekend and last week in relation to the junior ministers and have in their back pocket, oh, we've already agreed to reduce everybody's pay or supposedly reduce everybody's pay by 10% and not come out and say it. That's not credible. And the 10% so-called cut was provoked by the controversy around the junior minister's pay. And
what are you looking for them to do here in terms of their pay? I mean, if they even took a 50% pay cut, some would say you'd still be criticising them. What exactly are you looking for them to do or for the Taoiseach to say?
Even if there was an actual 10% pay cut as opposed to a 1% pay increase, people would have seen that as something, some sort of limited demonstration of awareness of the crises that are facing people.
As for the super juniors, the three sharing €32,000 between them, but you think all three of them should have forego their allowance given the circumstances in which we are in?
I mean, super junior ministers who are TDs get around €135,000 before this extra top-up comes in. That is a very, very substantial salary to start with, on top of which there are various expenses.
So no further top-up, you feel?
Exactly. That's more than enough. It is genuinely more than enough, in my opinion, and there was no need and there shouldn't have been any increase.
Barry, Paul Murphy wouldn't be the only TD on the opposition benches who's not doing a particularly good job of hiding his glee at this government's very tentative, shaky first steps. But what about within Fianna Fáil? What are you hearing in relation to these decisions around ministerial pay?
There's said to be at least half a dozen TDs who are most unhappy about these decisions and the Taoiseach's handling of them, in particular the allowances for the super junior ministers. Willie O'Dea yesterday saying his constituents were incensed. Talking to Michael Moynihan, the Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South West earlier, he said the government had a credibility issue and that his constituents were much more annoyed over the allowances for junior ministers than they were the Barry Cowan debacle. Local radio presenters would also tell you they've been inundated with text messages both today and yesterday on this issue. One such local station is Ocean FM in Sligo, where the local Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry this morning came out against the super junior minister pay decision.
For juniors, we're simply junior ministers who had the benefit to attend cabinet meetings and whatever say at the cabinet table. I was unaware of any extra money to do with that until about a year ago, and very much in opposition to this. We'll be making that clear to the Taoiseach. Already junior ministers are paid €134,000. I think that's more than sufficient. And I'm saying that as a Fianna Fáil person who voted for the government and tried to get them into government, that this is the latest of quite a number of own goals over the initial months of this government. I'll be making that clear to the Taoiseach tomorrow night at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party.
Mark McSharry. All right, that's on pay. And then we come to the special advisers, or the number of them that are going to be employed by the government.
Yeah, the last administration employed almost 60 special advisers, but also concerns in relation to perks for some ministers, first of all, in the Dáil. Of course, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, keeping his state car and Garda driver. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, entitled to an aide de camp and up to 6 advisers as well. And the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, fielding many questions about the pay cut decision, but also those perks for Fine Gael ministers, including here from Labour's Alan Kelly.
In relation to your government decisions on ministerial pay, need clarity as regards actual decisions. In relation to the ministerial pay cut, is this a cut or is it a waiver? You said you're gifting back. That means your pension will be the full amount. Correct me if I'm wrong. It will not be the reduced amount. Secondly, when was the government decision made to give Minister Coveney 2 Garda drivers and a Garda car worth 200,000? In 2011, a decision was made that that would only be for the Taoiseach, Taoiseach and Minister for Justice. So when was the government decision recorded for that change and also for an aide-de-camp for the Taoiseach, which is bloody well ridiculous, by the way? When were those decisions, all three of them, actually made? Is it a waiver or an actual cut? When was the government decision for the Garda care, Garda drivers and also for the aide-de-camps? Because the decision in 2011 still stands.
First of all, I think the Deputy knows full well that we're talking about ministers gifting back a portion of their salary. Yes, because there's a set salary for an Taoiseach, for an Taoiseach and for ministers. What's happening here is there's a set rate that has been set. So in respect of any increases that would have come the way of ministers in the last number of years, they gifted those back. In terms of the pension, you're correct. The pension entitlement relates to the rate that the salary is set at. Although I would point out back in 2010, I would have taken a significant cut in pension at the time because I stayed on in politics. And I would have given back a severance of about €80,000. But in terms of Minister Coveney, that didn't go before. It didn't have to go before cabinet.
60 special advisers in the last administration at a cost of 5.146 million to the Exchequer. The current government now being urged to clarify its plans for the number of advisers it's to employ after revelations Eamon Ryan could be employing up to 8 advisers at a cost of €600,000 a year to the Exchequer. The calls for clarity coming from Sinn Féin spokesperson for public expenditure and reform, Mairead Farrell.
I questioned the Minister, Michael McGrath, last week in relation to the exact number of special advisers employed. We had heard reports of 17 special advisers between the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan. I've also asked further questions to find out what number of special advisers have been over the last number of years. I haven't received full detailed information back from the Minister. He's advised me that he will give me the exact numbers and detailed salary of these advisers across departments. In the coming weeks, I've asked the question again and I will continue asking the question until we get the full details.
Why are you persisting with this? Are there particular concerns?
I think the reality is that the last week and a bit has really shown how tone deaf this government is to the realities and the economic realities in particular of most small businesses and most families at the moment. When taxpayers' money is concerned, when public spending is concerned, it should be public knowledge, and that would be my opinion on the matter. We should be aware of how this money is being spent.
And you've been sharply critical of the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan in particular and his move to appoint up to 8 special advisers.
The government and that the Green Party leader is out of touch with reality. We know that he has a department that he's working with. He has advisers within that department. We're not saying that ministers shouldn't have special advisers. Absolutely they should. But we're talking about huge amounts of special advisers. Up to 8 special advisers for a minister, it seems absolutely ridiculous at this point.
So specifically what are you calling for? So or what happens if and when Sinn Féin enter power? Are you going to advise yourselves or what's going to happen?
The question that I've put in is to find out over the last 4 years how many special advisers there has been per department and across the department. I want to see that information, see how this has increased over the last couple of weeks and see what kind of money, even in terms of the spending of money. Every minister needs special advisers. Nobody is suggesting that they don't. The reality is that it needs to be in line with previous governments and we need to ensure that there isn't an excessive waste of taxpayers'
so
money.
So what happens when Sinn Féin are on the other side? Are you going to call for cuts to advisers' pay or cuts in the numbers of advisers, or what specifically are you looking to do?
Well, we will be looking at having a number of advisers, obviously for ministers, but not to the excessive amount now. At the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, seems to be the Taoiseach in waiting with his aide-de-camp. We have a situation where the Minister for Foreign Affairs is saying that he needs a Garda car and a Garda driver, which would cost 200,000. So it's this excessive use of taxpayers' money for these special perks.
Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell talking to Barry Lenihan.